This is the moment that the Russian strike killed more than a dozen people, including one child, at a market here in the city of Kostyantynivka in Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region. A bright orange explosion at the far end of the market street changed shoppers' lives forever. Officials said the artillery strike landed about 20 kilometers or 12 miles from the front line. Since Wednesday's blast, rescue workers have struggled to carry the body bags and the injured from the scene between torched cars and fires in shops burning nearby. The deadly attack came as America's top diplomat, Antony Blinken, arrived in Kiev to announce more than $1 billion in new military and humanitarian aid.
We will continue to stand by Ukraine's side, and today we're announcing new assistance totaling more than $1 billion in this common effort. That includes $665.5 million in new military and civilian security assistance. In total, we committed over $43 billion in security assistance since the beginning of the Russian aggression. Now, since I was last here almost exactly 1 year ago, Ukrainian forces have taken back more than 50% of the territory seized by Russian forces since February of 2022. In the ongoing counteroffensive, progress has accelerated in the past few weeks. This new assistance will help sustain it and build further momentum.
Yet the fighting has caused massive human suffering, with hundreds of thousands of people being killed or injured on both sides since Russia's invasion of Ukraine began in February last year. Russia has condemned the latest U.S. military assistance, as it will equip U.S. Abrams tanks that were delivered to Ukraine with shells strong enough to pierce conventional tank armor. They are made of depleted uranium, a byproduct of uranium enrichment stripped of most radioactive material. As the U.S. Secretary of State visited Ukraine, suspected Ukrainian drone attacks were reported in the Russian city of Rostov-on-Don and near Moscow. There have been calls for peace talks and pressure on Russia again to allow Ukrainian grain exports through the Black Sea. But neither issue has been resolved amid concerns that the war may spread to neighboring nations. Romania, a NATO military alliance member state, has now confirmed that parts of a suspected Russian drone fell on its territory, adding to anxiety in the region. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.